You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to another show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so delighted that you are here with me today. Well, we have got another great show featuring Mr. Tom Palladino, who created this incredible energy machine that actually helps your body to heal. I just think this is such great information to have, especially in light of this day and age where people are depending solely on the medical profession instead of looking for alternative means in which to heal themselves. Now, I'm not saying don't go to the doctors if you're sick, because they can effectively diagnose a physical symptom, and of course you need that. But what I am suggesting is that there are many sources out there that can and should be explored, especially where your health is concerned. I mean, you all remember when once upon a time the medical profession actually looked down upon chiropractors and acupuncturists. But having personally experienced both of these extensively, I can tell you that they're both necessary professions that can enhance our health dramatically. Remember, every day there are new applications being created to bring about a wonderful new health and energy for our bodies. It's not just about some germ. It's about the vibration and energy of our body to accept or reject the germs. One of my favorite things that I'm anxiously waiting for is the futuristic med beds. These beds not only diagnose you, but heal your ailments as well in a very, very short period of time. And I heard that they are now mass producing these beds and even looking for technicians to run them. Isn't that exciting? So we are in an age of creating and maintaining health that matches our physical vibration and energy. Now, to me, if this invisible healing energy is available, why not just tune into it and try it out? It's like, what do you have to lose? As far as law of attraction is concerned, your body, and especially your brain, is bringing to you everything you need to survive and live well. We know this to be true. We are attracting the right product to us if we can just let go of the doubt and trust that the universe or God has our back. So if something is wrong health-wise, well, you're the first person to know that something is not working right. In order for you to create that which is what you want, your body has to be in alignment with your mind. Emotions that are not in sync with the body can and will cause dis-ease. So it makes so much sense that this invisible energy, when used in a concerted effort, can be redirected to match your vibration so that it can be activated for your ability to heal yourself. This is phenomenal that we even got to this place of thinking that, wait a minute, there are alternative situations that can be incredibly beneficial to us. And this is one of the things about Skylar Energy that we will be talking about tonight. Skylar Energy is so affordable, and I think you're going to be very pleased. More importantly, you can try it for free for a period of 15 days. And if it doesn't work already, then you're not out anything. But if there is a chance that you can lose weight, help an addictive situation in your life, improve male or female hormones, or just improve endorphin or neurotransmitters, well, hey, why not try it out? Again, there is a free 15-day program that you can test it out on, and I think you're going to be delightfully surprised. please be sure you read all the endorsements because, oh my goodness, amazing things people are talking about this Skylar energy. Now, here is a little bit about Tom Palladino. Tom began research with Skylar energy during his undergraduate years after developing a deep admiration for the father of Skylar energy research or knowledge, Mr. Nikola Tesla. He was also able to study the work of a man, Hieronymus, who continued research on Skylar energy. Hieronymus' major contributions included unbinding the RNA/DNA bonds of microbes plaguing the agricultural industry and rendering them harmless. This is very, very important. The existence of such energy not found within the electromagnetic spectrum absolutely fascinated Tom. Inspired by these findings, he pursued a course of independent study seeking to better understand and subsequently harness Skylar energy through the development of an instrument called Skylar Light. And this is what we're talking about, a 15-day trial period that you can try it out and see if it helps you. I think this may be the ticket. It's free. Why not? Check it out. The Law of Attraction magazine, the November-December issue, is now live, and it features none other than our very own Law of Attraction expert, Dr. David Jay. Remember, you can read this issue for free, and actually, you can go back and read all the past issues of the last 6 years for free. Just go to lawofattractionmagazine.com. So with that, let's bring on Tom. Well, welcome back, Tom, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I really have been looking forward to this because we are going to be talking about this machine that reads pictures.
Yes.
And that can actually heal the body. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's Skylar Energy Instruments. These are custom-built instruments. This is the new science of Skylar Energy Healing. It's incredible what these instruments can do.
So you developed this.
Yes.
How did you get to that place where you, I mean, this, it just sounds so amazing.
That's the proper word. It's God's grace. It is amazing. I was fortunate enough to meet the inventor's wife by the name of Hieronymus, an American inventor. And he developed Skylar Energy Instruments. And I was more or less an understudy to his work, Galen Hieronymus. Wow. And I could pick up the science from where he left off. He was deceased. And the family more or less passed me the torch, so to speak. So I started off in practice learning from the Hieronymus family that was working with Skylar Energy Instruments back in the 60s and 70s. I came along in 1993. And in so doing, I fell into this. It's a diamond mine that I fell into, so to speak. And what did I learn from this? That this man, Hieronymus, introduced to mankind a new chapter in science. He called it allopic energy. Today we call it Skylar Energy or zero point energy. The point is, this is not electricity, and these instruments do not work according to electromagnetic theory. It's a new science, and I think I'm the only one that's continuing on with the work of Hieronymus, frankly.
Wow, that's amazing. So when you first were introduced to this, what was your first thoughts?
I was struck with wonder and awe. I saw what this man, Hieronymus, had achieved and how these instruments control intelligence. A Skylar Energy instrument can control molecular intelligence or atomic intelligence. And in so doing, you can do incredible things by changing molecular form with this instrument. And when this was first demonstrated to me, I was just awestruck. And to this day, I don't know why this has not caught on. because it has been shown to produce dependable effects. It is reproducible. The programming is reproducible. So it is a scientific method. It can be reproduced a number of times. It does show great benefits. And to this day, I'm kind of perplexed why this hasn't taken off, but it will.
Well, maybe because it goes far beyond what we're used to.
Yeah.
I mean, we're used to seeing the doctor right there examining, and we're not used to seeing something invisible to us.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. It is.
It is invisible. It's energy, and energy is invisible. And just to make this very clear, when I work with people, I work with people by way of their photograph. I don't work with people in person, because this is an information system. So all of the action, the party to the action, so to speak, is the photograph. The photograph is the witness. And all of my attention, all of the energy is sent into the quantum field on a photograph. Now, that's not Western science.
No, it's not. That's
not Newtonian physics. You're not going to read about this in a college classroom. Why? It's a brand new science. What Galen Hieronymus and I have developed is a new and emerging science.
So it just seems so unique. Well, it is unique because there's not anything like it.
Yes.
But correct. How did you know that it was working? You tested it on yourself?
Yes. Yes. Back in 1993, I used my photograph and I tested it on myself. And the first day I noticed that my sinuses drained, that my bacterial and contamination was lifting or being eradicated, I was more than impressed with the results. And then I started treating family members with their photograph. And keep in mind, everybody that I'm treating is by way of their photograph. But at least in an anecdotal sense, everybody felt better. And people said, Tom, whatever you did with my photograph, keep it up, because I feel great. Now, again, to underscore the matter, cannot prove that there's a connection between a photograph and a person. You cannot do that by way of Newtonian physics. You can allude to that and theorize that's possible by way of non-physical communication between the photograph and the person. But that's a different matter. So to get back to your question, I had immediate results. And many times I had results with young children that did not understand this theory, and with pets. Animals that obviously did not know that they were being treated with scalar energy. So after working with hundreds and thousands of people back in the 90s, I said, well, you know, I see a cause and effect relationship, even though it cannot readily be explained by Newtonian physics, there's something here. And over the past 30 years, 35 years, I've perfected this technique. It's a very specific technique. I think I'm the only one in the world with this technique. And it's working. It's working for millions of people around the world. We'll get into that.
So I've heard the word scalar before. Where have I heard that?
It depends on who you ask. Scalar refers to a magnitude in physics. It doesn't necessarily have a direction, but it fills an environment, sort of like barometric pressure. It doesn't have specifically a direction. Barometric pressure does not have a direction, but it fills an environment. Now, that's the concept according to Newtonian physics. Yeah. But this is a new physics. So to be quite candid, there's a new vocabulary needed to describe this new,
I'll say,
this new science. For instance, I'm holding in my hand a mouse.
Right.
100 years ago, a mouse meant that there was a rodent in your house. Okay. Now everybody has a mouse, and they're not rodents in your house. Everybody has a computer mouse, so to speak.
Right.
So this is the new science that is evolving. And with that in mind, it's just a pleasure to do what I'm doing. You know, imagine if you were the first person to discover electricity or the first person to discover how a satellite works. Well, I'm one of the first persons to discover how scalar energy works. This is my scientific playground.
Wow, how exciting is that? And you have got proof after proof after proof through the many people that have come. I mean, how many people would you say have already experienced this?
You know, directly through our website, I would say at least 2 to 3 million people. We receive that many photographs. And then through humanitarian outreach, we receive photographs from entire villages in Africa and India. We've already worked with 50 to 100 million people easily around the world.
Wow, my goodness. And they've all reported back as being, well, the majority, if they could come back.
Many report that they feel better. And again, this is anecdotal because it's never been done before. There are no guidelines. You have to develop guidelines. The best I can do right now is to show you a cause and effect relationship. But again, you cannot explain this by Newtonian physics, by Newtonian law. I'll give you a very favorable account that we have. We're working with an HIV/AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. Just this a couple of days ago, I received another 500 photographs of people in India. Again, I received millions of photographs from people around the world because it's easy. Anybody can take a photograph. Long story short, we've been working with this HIV clinic in Delhi, India. After we work with them with Scalar Energy, some of those people went on to get a PCR test, and all of those test results are negative. Everybody that we've worked with in Delhi, India, if they've gone through our program, they are now HIV negative, no detectable viral load. Now, I could theorize what happened, and I believe Scalar Energy is the cause of that. But can I prove that? Not necessarily. I've never been with those people. Okay, there's no physical connection between my photograph in a laboratory and somebody at a distance. That cannot be proven. So we're working in the quantum realm, which really calls to mind that there is no distance in the quantum realm. Everything is interconnected. So there really is not a United States and an India. I live in the United States. Those two points are interconnected. So we're really working in the quantum realm where everything is quantum entanglement. Everything is holographic. Everything is pre-connected. Now that's the new science that's evolving. This is not point A and point B.
So in what I have been taught, because I'm a hypnotherapist, is the power of the mind. When you believe it to be, it is.
Yes.
But you're saying that they don't even need to believe.
In this case, no, because Scalar Energy is the belief system. Now, as a hypnotherapist, you realize that at the speed of thought, you've heard that expression, or that the mind can achieve incredible feats, it can. Well, what is mind power? What is brain power? It's scalar waves. A brain wave is a scalar wave. So I want to make this very, very common and very acceptable. Scalar energy is not an esoteric subject, even though people think it is. Scalar energy is sunlight or starlight. Your brain waves are scalar waves. So this is how common this is. We overlook this. We're in a sea of scalar energy. We just don't understand we're in the sea. The sea is all around us. It's scalar energy. And once we define our terms, and once we realize that scalar energy, sunlight or starlight, is scalar energy, it's everywhere. It's the life force energy. We tap into it every time we think or every time our heart beats. It's common.
Wow. Amazing. Now, we've had some really, really amazing people in the world. Tesla.
Yes.
What would Tesla think about this product?
He's the father of scalar energy.
Okay. You see, that actually makes it more real because now we can put two and two together.
Later in Tesla's life, he was building towers, energy towers.
That's right.
And he was just sending energy throughout the world without a wire, without any substation. How was he doing that? The same way I send energy by way of a photograph. It's wireless. When I work with people in India, there's no wire involved. It's wireless by way of a photograph. Tesla was the first man to, I think, discover and harness scalar energy. He was a scalar energy expert. People don't realize the latter part of his life was devoted to scalar energy.
No, I had no idea.
And many of his inventions were seized by the U.S. government because it was a threat, because they knew he was onto something, that this new technology, listen very carefully to this statement, the new technology of scalar energy that Tesla discovered was at that point, at the tipping point, that could have upset the military-industrial complex back then in the 30s and 40s. Tesla discovered the other energy, scalar energy. What do I mean? Scalar energy is free. It's sun energy. It's star energy.
Free energy.
It's a free source of energy. When I mentioned that Tesla was sending scalar energy and broadcasting it around the world, there was no power station. The stars are the power plant. So Tesla discovered free energy, scalar energy. He was about to change the energy industry, and he was undermined. That's one of the reasons he was undermined, because they were threatened by his technology.
And do you know it's still happening today? Because yes. Foster Gamble, who has created this free energy machine, yes. Well, he didn't create it, but he had people in Africa put it together, and it's still being attacked. And he's got proof positive that it works. So sure. It's like, okay, so anything that goes beyond our major corporations where things are being stopped.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's where we're real grateful that you're not being stopped, because it's energy and you are putting that energy out. Nobody can stop that.
No, you cannot stop a photograph. Again, I never work with people in person or animals in the flesh. I always work through the photographic dimension or the quantum dimension. It's perfectly legal. There are no laws. And frankly, there will not be laws, because once any government has to admit to this, then they admit to that there's another type of energy. So it really is a...
I see.
It's a damned if you do and damned if you don't. So there's no government in the world that wants to legislate regarding free energy, scalar energy. They don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, that's good. That's good for us, isn't it?
No.
Because the more they interfere, the less it would work. We want them to stay far away. Go regulate something else, but leave us alone here. This is good news for us.
It is. In many ways, I want the audience to realize, if I can work and send energy by way of a photograph anywhere in the world, then I'm following in Tesla's footsteps. Now, I'm not sending energy to power homes, but I'm sending energy through photographs. So if you will, I have a miniature Tesla tower. And what Tesla did with energy enhancement, I'm doing with what I would call quantum enhancement.
Quantum enhancement.
For people and animals, yeah, for their health, quantum health.
Okay, good.
So in many ways, I've copied Tesla and Hieronymus. And I have to give them all the credit, because they are the giants and I stand upon their shoulders. So somebody had to initiate this process. It was Tesla and Hieronymus. I studied under the Hieronymus family. So I guarantee you, Jules, you're going to write a great novel about this someday if you just keep with me over the next 5-10 years. This is a developing theme, and the word is getting out. And people realize that hundreds of people in Delhi, India, no longer have the HIV virus. You know, some people in Delhi, India are proclaiming that they've been cured of HIV. I'll leave that up to them. I can't prove what I do with people. I can only prove my results with photographs. This is the new science. Okay, we don't work with flesh and blood. We work with intelligence.
But you do have results from people who have written their successes with it, the yes. testimonials. Talk yes. about that for a minute.
Yeah. Our website, we allow people to upload photographs. We prefer that they're anonymous, because we don't want the press to hound. Yeah. I want people to retain their privacy. Privacy means a lot. But people have of their own disposition the ability to upload photographs or test results or a written testimony if they want on our website. We have thousands of testimonies. I can guarantee you I have no impulse to either prod people to provide a testimony or to dissuade them. My point is, all of those testimonies are a free will expression If you read the testimonies on our website, they speak highly of this quantum process. And those people who provide their testimonies, they abide by our policy of privacy, but they nonetheless say that they feel better. Many of them cannot explain it or put their finger on it, but all of those testimonies have to be taken into the context of the building the body of evidence that's coming out. Why is that the beginning body of evidence? It is a direct reflection of the work that I have done with their photograph. But keep in mind, that's the body of evidence specific to this new science. This has nothing to do with Western science. I'm not trying to compare it to Western science.
But people have stated to you via testimonials that their lives have changed for the better. Their illnesses have gone away, been deleted.
Yes.
They are living better lives because of it.
I will say this to the audience. Everybody that submitted a photograph to me, if they have the herpes virus before submitting a photograph and after a scalar energy treatment with their photograph, they had a follow-up PCR test. Every PCR test has come back negative.
Wow.
For people around the world, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, even Africa, every PCR test following up for herpes, Epstein-Barr, HIV is negative. No viral load.
Wow. Wow. So PCR test, that is what they're taking for the COVID test right now. Is it not?
That's correct. Let me speak about the PCR test. Any test is subject to interpretation, and there are false positives and false negatives. If you work with a PCR test within certain parameters, it's fairly accurate. Okay. The problem that many people have now with the PCR test, it's over-amplified. There's too many cyclones. So what we see with many COVID tests, we're no longer looking for the virus. We're looking for fragments, nucleotide fragments.
Right.
So the PCR test, if it's over-amplified, is no longer looking for the virus. It will detect a viral particle. That's inaccurate. So again, every test has to stand upon its merit. PCR testing is accurate, but the interpretation of those results and how those tests are administered, that's a different matter.
Interesting. And I have heard a couple of doctors even explain it like that too. So that is absolutely right on target. Well, that's good.
That is. Again, if this is the first time you've heard of scalar energy, quantum healing, zero point energy, some people call it chi or prana. I understand. That's why on the website we offer 15 days of free sessions. Please do your homework. I believe my website is unique because I match up my experience with the instruments. That is, my theories and my discoveries match up and corroborate to the instrumentation that I've developed. This is not my opinion. This is what I have established in my laboratory, which is a scientific body of evidence. Now, to extrapolate that to people and animals at a distance, that's the extrapolation that I cannot make because the science does not allow itself yet to define how a photograph can be downloaded into a person or an animal. I can theorize that, but nobody's ever proven that yet.
So there is no limitations. People that have cancer can do this.
They can. I've not perfected any technique for cancer, so I shy away from even mentioning cancer. Do I think scalar energy can be perhaps the cure for cancer in the future? Perhaps. I've not done that. That's not my expertise.
So what is the expertise then that people should pay attention to right now?
Right. I've developed three processes that I offer for free for a 15-day trial. That is, I'm able to eradicate microbes, balance the brain waves of the seven meridians, and then create nutrients in the body. Now, if you visit our website, scalarlight.com, you'll see on the front page the offer. Anybody in the world can upload email us your photograph. And for 15 days, we will perform that microbial cleanse, balance your seven chakras, and provide you nutritional support. Thereafter, you have to decide if this is of merit. It's your decision as to the efficacy of these quantum sessions. And that's the key. If I'm the only one in the world doing this, and this has never been done before, with the exception of Dr. Hieronymus, who is deceased, then you have to predicate my work in how you feel after a session with Scalar Energy. My work is unique. This approach is unique. That's one of the reasons why we offer the 15-day free session.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you would recommend for healing?
Sure. We have great success with viral and bacterial infection. The Scalar Energy instruments have been able to detect on any photograph, say, the presence of a microbe, such as a herpes virus, Epstein-Barr virus, the bacteria responsible for, say, tuberculosis or a staph aureus.
Oh, interesting.
And we've been able to break down the molecular bonds of those viruses and those bacteria. What do I mean? If I'm working with an information system, we negate the molecular bonds of germs, microbes. That's how this works. There's no physical character. This is not mass. This is massless. So what I send into the photograph are instructions to break down the chemical bonds, the molecular bonds of, say, the herpes virus. So that's not a chemical process. It's an instruction to break down, to shatter a germ, to shatter a microbe. So this is the new science that I've developed. It's the projection of information, the projection of intelligence by way of a person's photograph. And we are very successful in detecting a microbe and breaking apart or transmuting a microbe.
Okay, so people are going to go to your site and try the 15-day, but who in particular are going to see the biggest benefits? Are they the people that have COVID right now? Are they the people that have tuberculosis? Can you name something?
it cuts across all disease conditions. It cuts across all age, whatever age bracket you might be in. How does this help people in so many ways?
Okay,
I can guarantee that this instrument can detect over 400,000 species of microbes. This is how I've channeled or programmed this instrument to detect various species of microbes. And we can potentially now break apart, disassemble those species of microbes. So if you have any type of pathogenic infection, common pathogenic infection, we should be able to help you. We do all of that again in the quantum realm.
Up there for a minute. What's common pathogenic?
Yeah, with the exception of exotic pathogens that have never been identified, that I have no idea how many bacteria could actually cause pathogenic disease. There are some microbiologists that say there's at least 100 million species of bacteria. And many of those we've never even identified. Are they harmful? Are they pathogenic in character? We don't know. So I've identified approximately 400,000 species of microbes, pathogens, that potentially can cause pathogenic disease or distress. And I can eradicate those 400,000 common microbes, those 400,000 common species of microbes. But keep in mind, the animal kingdom is so vast. Again, there's some microbiologists that on the low end, they say there's 10 million species of bacteria, as many as 100 million or even more species of bacteria. So I target the common germs, pathogens known to man. Things like Epstein-Barr, Staphylococcus aureus, Mycobacterium tuberculosis that causes TB, Candida albicans.
Candida is a big thing that's really hard to cure. It's hard.
Yeah. My instruments have been shown at least in the laboratory, to break down the molecular bonds of Candida albicans.
Yeah, wow, that's big.
Yeah, and many people, men and women, report that they once had fungal infection, and after my sessions, they no longer have fungal infection. Now, again, just to underscore, keep in mind, I don't examine people. I don't identify anything in people. People don't visit my office. This is not Western science. This is not Western medicine.
That's true. But a person that has a fungal infection?
Yes.
I mean, I had it from head to toe. And let me tell you, you know when it's there and you know when it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's so the easiest thing to you know, to feel. So, yes. You know, the person knows automatically, yes, if you're sick or not with it. So that's, but the fungal infection is so difficult to get rid of. So it's like you're a lifesaver right there.
Yeah.
That's really powerful.
Yeah, you consider, I want to show this collage. You consider this instrument can work with a collage, one piece of paper that has 40 or 50 people. And the instrument is so, can accommodate probably 500,000 to 1,000,000 photographs in one session. Now understand what I'm going here. We can treat the world by way of their photograph. Okay. This is the non-physical science, the information system. And that's where we're going. And the day is coming that we will be treating hundreds of millions of photographs and eventually billions of photographs. So this is global healing. And this is what Tesla envisioned with his energy instrument, which was why he was suppressed. He was ready to show a new type of way, a new energy, scalar energy, free energy, or relatively inexpensive energy. And the elite did not want that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. The elite. And it could be that the elite doesn't want to get rid of COVID either.
No, they don't. Let's just be blunt. COVID is man-made.
Thank you.
It's engineered. It did not pop out of the sky. This is man-made. What's the point here? There is a cabal. They're very evil people. And this is a plan to depopulate mankind. This is evil. This is so diabolic.
I agree with you 150%. And this machine that you have is something that can bring us back,
yeah,
from the evilness of, yeah, what's going on. And right, you can bring us back into our own physical. We can sidestep all of the stuff that's going on with them.
Right.
We don't have to put up with it. And it's, no, like we have this miracle thing right now. No. That all you have to do is listen and you're getting rid of the cabal, because once, if they can't do that, they have no power.
Right. This takes, scalar energy takes away the power of the cabal. Now, going back to Tesla, when this technology became known to J.P. Morgan and the Rothschilds, they no longer wanted to fund Tesla. They wanted nothing to do with them. They started a smear campaign against them. Yeah. Because they realized that this emerging technology would be a threat to their money and power. I am facing the same nefarious forces. I can guarantee you that much.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
You know, the cabal doesn't like what I'm doing.
No, I could see, because you are ruining their process of how they can make money, number one. Two, destroy people, take them out. It's the worst kind of evilness. So it's like, okay, now through you, we are learning how we can adjust ourselves to stay away from the evilness.
Yeah. And hopefully people, this is a grassroots movement. Those of you who are listening to this, please visit the website. If this resonates with you, contact me. This is a grassroots movement. I can guarantee you big business and big pharma and the governments of the world are not in my pocket. I'm not in their pockets. I want to keep this at a grassroots level, and I want to help people. And I can do that if you help me, if you participate in this grassroots movement. That's the key.
So how do we participate? Just by telling people who are not feeling well that you got to try this out? Try it after 15 days.
Right. And that's why I have the 15-day trial. It's non-threatening. There's no obligation whatsoever. Sign up, send us your photographs. You determine if this is of merit, if this benefits you. And then if it does, just tell somebody. I can guarantee you word of mouth will carry the day. It always does. But I will not go through the channels of social media and government because they'll try and manipulate this.
Oh, of course they will.
They're not helping me. They never helped Tesla. They're not going to help me.
No, they aren't. They aren't. And it's best that you stay away. And actually, if you stay away from them, it builds your credibility up 10 times as much because you're, to me, I don't think anybody trusts the other side there.
No.
No, they've
lied so much. I mean, you have to be really naive to say that you would trust a corrupt government after you've been lied to so many times. Yeah. Many of these politicians are not in our favor. They have ulterior motives. It's not for the benefit of their people. It's rather obvious.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's wonderful that we're getting to this place where people are starting to recognize this, that we have a corrupt government. It's just not the U.S. It's Australia. It's all of these other places. The cabal is very much in control, and they're going to control people's lives. Well, we can tell them that, no, we're going to do it Tom's way. We're not going to do it your way. That's what makes it so wonderful. Yeah, we're gaining freedom with you.
Yeah, you're right. And thank you for your enlightened comments and your bravery. God is always with us, people. I've always believed that. God is with me. And I just continue on with my research and my humanitarian efforts. And we're going to continue to work with people in impoverished nations and provide a quantum healing for people around the world. That resonates with you. Join us.
You know, see, this really makes so much sense, because if you're going to get rid of a sickness like COVID that's been so hyped up, well, how do you do it? We do it your way. You know, we don't do it following the money. We don't do it with the medical profession. We don't do it this way. We've got to take on a brand new way of looking at something.
You're right. I'm going to say this about what we've seen during the pandemic. There were many great scientists, nurses, physicians, pathologists, caretakers. God bless them. It's been a tough 2 years.
Yeah,
and I give my credit to the medical community. The problem with the medical community is not the medical community. The problem with the medical community is the Illuminati and the control that they have in the medical community. We have a wonderful medical community, and I have no problem with them. They're good men and women. The problem with the medical community is those who manipulate the medical community. That's the Illuminati.
And that is as real as you can get, because finally it's being told. And it's so sad for me to see people believe and trust the medical community beyond logical reasoning. They're not actually looking at, is it really going to be good for me or not? They're just going on full faith. It's time people wake up. They have to be involved in the process. They have to go and try things like with you. I mean, there's nothing that can harm them. The worst thing that can happen is that they heal. That's the very worst thing that can happen. You would be normal. I think everybody, regardless if they think they're sick or not, they should be going over and trying it, because to me, it seems like the perfect way to prevent illness is to do your machine, Skylar, immediately, and then forget being sick at all.
It's so simple. It's, you know, I guess it's hard to believe for some people, but look at the website, read the testimonies. Those testimonies are not coerced. Those are free will expression testimonies. There's something here. There's validity to this new science.
That's what makes it so special. And, you know, the timing of you coming on to the show when you, it's like divine timing here, because the time is perfect for people to know about this. They're receptive to it. It's like now we are open because we have seen all of the corruption, everything that's going wrong. And so it's like, this is the divine timing that we can take charge of our health, but we've got to do it in a way that not goes against the medical profession, but more in favor of healing ourselves, taking responsibility for ourselves.
Yeah. But by all means, I want people to unite. And my statements about the Illuminati, we don't need them. I just want to educate people. The point is to unite as people. Forget the Illuminati. They're fools. They're evil.
We can't forget them because they're going to be there unless we deal with them.
God will deal with them. He has a master plan. God has a master plan. They think they rule the world. They don't.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. God has his master plan. Scalar energy is part of the master plan.
Yeah, I would have to say it is.
Yeah, God, this scalar energy is God's energy. I want to make that very clear. This is not electricity. This is omnipresence. This is perfect energy, perfect light. It's the light of God. It's the light of Jesus Christ. And scalar energy is part of God's master plan. And when God shows his hand, so to speak, nobody will be able to defeat this master plan.
We already know it's good because Tesla, we already know Tesla was brilliant. He was a genius. We know this. We see the things that he accomplished. So now we're going to another level here. And I think this is the picture that we have to pay attention to. And the way that you have done it with the free 15-day trial, it's like, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Just go to your computer and get on there. Now tell them how to get on there.
The website, scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-E-R, scalarlight.com. You can visit it 24 hours a day. Upload your family photographs, upload your pets, and then we will respond to you, provide your email. We will respond to you on a daily basis and explain to you what we're doing with your photograph, with quantum healing. Then after 15 days, you make a decision if this has benefited you. Do you feel better? What did you sense? And you take it from there. Again, there's no coercion. This is simple. This is easy. I'm very to the point. This is my humanitarian gesture to mankind. I want to heal the world by way of their photograph, quantum healing. And help me. This is Tesla science. This is Tesla technology. Let's make it work this time. Let's honor Tesla and Hieronymus, because their work was not in vain.
It was not in vain. And thank God you're carrying it on. I love this. I absolutely love this. This is exactly what we need to hear right now. And everybody needs to go to your website.
Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalar.com.
And we're going to bring you back on, and we're going to have a live show in which people can ask you questions.
Please.
And that will be very, very interesting. And I'm going to send out some blast emails for the next time that you come on, and we're going to have a good time.
Thank you, Jules. And thank everybody for your time and attention. Let's change the world.
Let's change it. It's time we do. If we don't, somebody else will. All right. That's good. Thanks, Tom.
God bless. Thank you, Jules.
Introducing a self-healing technology that is pioneering the era of quantum healing, Scalar Light. Try it free for 15 days. We offer a remote healing experience that is 100% safe and natural. All we need is your photograph. Some of our programs include pathogenic cleanse, chakra balancing, and nutrient therapy. Try Scalar Light free for 15 days. Visit our website to learn more at scalarlight.com.
And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great week. And don't forget to ask the universe for a sign. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com and have a great week.